A few years ago, Amazon announced it would start making deliveries in Africa. So now you can order a book here in the U.S. and have it delivered to Nigeria, Zimbabwe, or Kenya. But it's still expensive, and shipping takes a while. So in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, two writers and a web designer are trying a different approach, an online pan-African bookstore. Reporter Daniel Gross went to Nairobi and paid them a visit.
Magunga Williams grew up in the Kenyan city of Kisumu, on the shores of Lake Victoria. He loved to read, but good books were hard to come by, except at the library.
Yeah, we would go there and read books, all kinds of books. In fact, there are people who used to skip school so that they could go to the library to read comics and storybooks and all that kind of stuff.
This wasn't a public library. It was the personal collection of a local resident who had opened his home to the whole neighborhood.
I've always wanted to have a library like that, like a place where people can just go and get books.
Williams went to law school in Nairobi, but he never forgot the community of readers he grew up with. He eventually left law and became a writer. And a couple years ago, he started dating another writer, Abigail Arunga. She was struggling to find a home for her first book, a poetry collection called Akello.
I would walk into bookstores and they would be like, oh, we can't stock your book, and they would give me all of these stupid reasons.
At one store, Arunga was told that Kenyans don't read poetry, which, she says, creates a vicious cycle.
People don't read poetry. Yeah, because you don't stock it. But we don't want to stock it. Okay, so I'm never going to be popular. Okay, if you're not popular, we can't stock your book. Ah!
One day, William stumbled across an online bookstore run by the Guardian newspaper.
I scrolled through everything and I was amazed. And I was like, I want to do this.
So he asked the webmaster of his blog to try building an online store. 2 days later, in December 2015, the Magunga bookstore was born, with a catchy tagline, spreading the word. David Mabiria is showing me the website, pointing out paperbacks and ebooks, novels in English and Swahili, when all of a sudden the Wi-Fi stops working. Mabiria has to use the internet on his phone, which my audio recorder doesn't like very much.
Let me refresh the browser and see if it has actually connected and if it's fast enough. Due to the slow internet in Africa, what we do is that we first load the textual part of the website, then the images load later on.
I guess in a way you're spreading the word literally.
Yes.
At first, Williams and Arunga stocked books their friends had written. They sold 24 in the first few weeks. And then they scaled up. They acquired books from Nigeria, Somalia, South Africa. So far, they've sold 1,000 books. Arunga calls that a revolution.
Like, I know online bookstores have been done before, but no one's ever done it here. Africans want to read African books. I mean, if you wanted other books, you can go to actual Amazon and get them shipped into you. But where are you going to go when you can't find an African author?
William says it's about time that African bookstores catch up with the digital age.
It's like Uber, you know. It's like all these pizza joints that do home delivery. And all this time, nobody has ever thought of doing something for books.
But at the same time, there's something old school about the Magunga bookstore. Arunga and Williams share an apartment in Nairobi, and when a new order comes in, they get an email. Then, they go rustling through their bedroom, which is where they store all the books that are waiting to sell.
We have like a stack of envelopes here. I buy them in bulk so that it's cheaper that way. You take the book in with the cellotape?
Yep.
Yeah. So you have to seal the envelope. And then write to Daniel Gross, United States.
In Nairobi, where the streets are filled with motorcycle taxis, books are delivered on the same day. For a book to reach the U.S., it'll take at least a week. For The World, Daniel Gross, Nairobi.